When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. Joe will be back with me soon. Mike Carver along with Joe Lisi. Joe was on assignment the first hour. He'll be back here in hour two. Raiders with 21 points in the first quarter. Most by a team shut out in their previous game since 2009. There's a nice nugget for you from Amazon. Elsewhere, before we move on to some other things, we will let you know, really only three live NBA games right now. Mavericks up 26-21 on the Timberwolves. They just started this third quarter in Miami. The Bulls lead 61-56. They had a 19-point lead in this game. And they are early in the third quarter in Boston, 67-56, 11-point lead for the Celtics. And the hockey, 5-0 Blue Jackets now. Unfortunately for Jay, Carolina took a 2-1 lead in Detroit. St. Louis does still lead 1-0. Caps up 2-1 on the Flyers in Philly as well. You have Tampa Bay and Edmonton are going to start any moment now out in Edmonton. The 6.5 total there. Oilers have been back. They've been playing some pretty good puck as of late. That's for sure. All right. So lots of football in this hour. That we will get to. Plenty to do, that's for sure, when we bring Joe back in. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, 844-843-6879 is the number. Plenty of football this hour. Mike Carver with you. Joe joins me momentarily as he comes back from assignment. And we'll get into some of these games for this week. Of course, you have the bowl games that start on Saturday as well. And some very exciting matchups, that's for sure, as you've got, the New Orleans Bowl, the Cure Bowl in Orlando, with App State and Miami of Ohio, Fresno and New Mexico State, New Mexico Bowl, L.A. Bowl, UCLA and Boise, Independence Bowl, Cal and Texas Tech. It's bowl season. It just gets you very, very excited. That's for sure. We'll talk about those with Joe in a little bit. Elsewhere, a few things from Thursday around the NFL that went on. So Jonathan Taylor's not going to play for the Colts on Saturday. He is out. The Steelers are going to get T.J. Watt back and a couple of other guys on their D that have been banged up. So that now is Colts minus 1.5, 42.5 is the total in that game. And I know I'm probably nuts for thinking this because the Steelers, their offense is pathetic. But I don't think the Colts D's any good. In every game that's been played in almost every game that's been playing Lucas Oil this year has had a fair amount of points. And I think both these teams can get in the 20s, as crazy as that may seem. So I'm thinking some over for the Steelers and the Colts coming up on Saturday. Not sure who's going to win the game. I don't know if I want to dip my toe in that water. But I do think that we're going to be able to get some points up on the board. And for the Steelers to do that, they're going to have to run it. You can run it on the Colts. You can do pretty much anything on the Colts. You can pass it. You can run it. They've played some wild games this year. It is amazing to me that they're 7-6, considering some of the games that they've won. The Falcons are -3 now in Carolina. And the update I have for you in this one is, it looks like there's going to be some bad weather in this game. I don't know if that's good for our Falcons tickets, Matthias, but it's not good. You're right. No. It's not good. Forecast as of this moment for Sunday in Charlotte. Periods of rain, potential for heavy rainfall, 1 to 2 inches of rain expected, winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting to 25-30, chance of rain 100%. Bring the slicker, Arthur Smith, for the sideline. Bring the slicker out there. Now, normally, Matthias, I would say, well, that's a good thing for the Falcons because, you know, they'll have to run it. They got this blue collar team. They got to pound the football. But I just watched them 2 weeks ago in similar conditions against the Jets, and they had to hold on for dear life in that game. So
yeah,
I don't know what to expect, to be quite honest with you.
You make a great point. The Falcons do have is that they have played in an environment like that this year and have came out victorious. At the same time, if there was another quarterback under center that's not last name is Boyle, then maybe they don't win the game. So, you know, but at the same time, they're also without a couple offensive linemen, which scares me, Carver. They're out. Lindstrom got hurt. McGarry got hurt. The Falcons are a little banged up by now on the offensive line, which is something that they've actually been able to stay healthy all season long with. So, you know, it's scary right now, and that's why I didn't want to take them the win yesterday or the other day when we brought them up. I'd rather take the props itself than the actual game, but now that it's raining, the props are kind of scaring me off too. This game is completely up in the air.
Yeah, I would say that completely up in the air, despite it being the Panthers, would definitely be the way that I would describe it. Tyreek Hill did not practice again for Miami on Thursday, so he has not practiced all week for them. That would be a massive gain for the Jets, as we know. But the line moved to 9.5. It was 8.5 yesterday, and now it's 9.5. But the Dolphins held a walkthrough, and Hill and Achane were both listed as non-participants for the second straight day. Yeah, I'm not sure what to think of Tyreek Hill. He'll probably play, would be my guess. My guess would be that he's going to play. I don't know how effective he's going to be, but my guess is he's going to be in there for the Dolphins. But that line did move. The Browns have dropped from 3 to 2.5. As I was telling Joe yesterday, there's just been a swell of movement for the Bears here. Everybody's a big Bear fan now all of a sudden, and that number's moved from 3 to 2.5. They did finally give Flacco some money in Cleveland also. They dug in the couch and found a little bit to get him off the practice squad and put him on the regular roster. The Chiefs line for the Patriots went from 9.5 to 7.5, now back to 8.5. Sounds like they're gonna might not have Pacheco again, which I think matters. Pacheco is, I mean, you can tell when he's running the football. I mean, he's a tough runner. He does a lot of things. They don't have that same blast when Clyde Edwards-Helaire's in there. And, you know, that's not McKinnon's game either. And McKinnon's great at catching the football out of the backfield. We'll come back. We'll get Joe in the mix. We got a lot more to do. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 159. Great to have you with us here, of course. Mike Carver with you, and the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only, Go Fernatoo, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
What's up, Carver? We actually have a pretty good slate of NFL and college football ahead of us this week. I'm actually very excited.
You think so?
Very. You don't think so?
You think so, huh?
I think so. No?
Mm-hmm. Huh? No, we do, Joe. Okay. You're right. I'm just kidding with you.
Killing me.
I'm just kidding, Joe. I mean, I don't know how excited you can get about, Miami of Ohio and App State. I don't know if that one excites you that much, but...
Yeah, I mean, Miami of O is good against the number, and they step up in bowl games. Won me some money over the past couple of years. Why not?
Now, what are we doing? Tomorrow we're doing the picks? Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
we got to do the six games on Saturday.
We're going to do the six and the three.
What are you talking about?
I keep forgetting. We got a full slate.
We're doing every bowl Saturday. Game.
No, I'm talking about the NFL, too.
Well, no. The NFL is, we do what we always do. Four picks. That's what we do every week.
But we
just
still
got to
cover three Saturday games, too.
Well, yeah, we're going to talk about them, of course.
I know, but
yeah. You can use them in your picks if you want. I'm sure you're hot for something there on Saturday. You can use them.
The whole board's open to you.
The whole board's open.
All right.
I was going to say to you, we need to, tomorrow when we do the bowl picks, we have to do the six games on Saturday and the one game on Monday.
Yes.
Because it's on Monday afternoon. We won't be on again
before
that.
And that sometimes is the best slate, those Mondays.
Western Kentucky and Old Dominion at the famous Toastery Bowl, whatever the hell that is.
Oh, they change up all these things now. Here we go. Change up everything on us.
Famous Toastery.
Do you get a toaster? You get a toastery? Get a toaster with that?
I don't know what the deal
is. I could go for a little deal almond butter for... on some whole wheat toast.
Really?
Yeah. Starving.
Jeez, you say this on every show. You're
can't help it. I don't know.
Eat more than kale. I don't know what.
A lot of calories, Carver. I'm do a lot of shows across the network. Do a lot of shows.
Well, there's no doubt about that.
I beat you to the punch. You love hitting me over the head with a billy club. So
when do I ever hit you over the head with a billy club?
You see Joe everywhere. You can get him on the.
Well, wait a second. That's not wrong. That's me trying to pump you up. When I do that,
you're my agent. Like you're my agent.
Pump you up. You catch Joe everywhere. The guy's busy.
I told you, you're the number one watched, listened to, watched host on the network.
That's not true at all.
That is true.
Not at all.
You're in demand.
I don't believe so.
Well, you don't believe so. I know so. And I said it. Okay?
You said it, huh?
Yeah, I said it.
All right. Well, if you said it, then it's got to be true.
That's it. And now we're like family. We're working together 3 years, and we broke bread together. Again.
So we'll do the full previews on this tomorrow, but is there one game that stands out to you out of any of these on Saturday?
I like the total. We talked about it earlier. I'm going on the total, Cincinnati and Minnesota. I know you were right saying Minnesota's defense has been playing better, but with Jefferson playing and Nick Mullins now, I mean, if you're Cincinnati, you push tempo, right? Why do you want to stop now? I mean, could Minnesota stop Chase and Higgins in that offense? I don't think so. I still think they can move. I think they're going to put it this way. They're going to get more than three, I think, on Saturday.
Yeah, I think they're going to get more than three also. But I think they're going to win the game.
You don't like the 40 Vikings. And a half?
No, I could see it. I could see it. I'm not saying it's impossible. It's right there in that area. I like to. That's just one of the games I like the side more than the total.
I do like an under. I think the Detroit game is a dead under.
I don't.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
These games at Ford Field are always
off the rails.
Yeah, I mean, they're you got to remember, they score a lot at home, and over the last month, month and a half, their defense sucks. And I know you want to take swipes at Russ, but I think the Lions are going to cover the game, but you got to be kidding me here. You got to be kidding me here. I know. I think the Lions cover, Joe, but I think the game is like, I think the game is like 31-21 or something like that. I think it's in that area, in that ballpark.
Okay. All right.
So, what a disgrace. I mean, you gotta be kidding me.
Gutless.
You gutless, Joe says. Gutless. And Jonathan Taylor out. They're dead to me. Jonathan Taylor out for the Colts. TJ Watt will be in. I'm actually starting to believe, Joe, that there might be some points in that game.
From who?
I know Steelers, you just think auto under, but same thing. You look at the games at Lucas Oil this year, there's points.
You think Trubisky's going to give you points?
I think he can get me 20.
Oh, he couldn't get you 20 at home.
Yeah, this is different. These games here, 27-20, 38-27, 39-38, 29-23, 31-21. These are all the games at Lucas Oil this year. Colts defense is pathetic. Even the Steelers might be, and they're going to run it, Joe. They can run it.
I like the Colts. I like a lot. I like all favorites on Saturday. Scary. It is scary that I love all favorites. Joey Chalk.
Meanwhile, I gave you that number on Coast to Coast the other day that dogs rule on Saturdays.
Dogs rule on Saturdays, and yet I love
it. It's like 60% or something like that against the spread.
I'm going against it. I'm going against that like every favorite.
You like every favorite?
I like every favorite.
Man, that's just,
again, think about it.
Yeah, but none of them are to beat beat your bookie over the head specials. You're not giving any of them out on Saturday,
no,
are you?
But here's the, I think in Cincinnati, if I'm taking Cincinnati, I have the quarterback advantage. If I'm taking the Colts, I have the quarterback advantage. If I'm taking Detroit, you can make the argument for Denver. But we're talking stats, playing at home. I have the quarterback advantage.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would argue with you on that.
Quarterback advantage in every game. What?
I don't think anybody would argue with you on that.
But that's the way I'm breaking it down. So if that's the case, then it's basically a pick 'em game. I mean, we're talking tight spreads every game. 4-1-2.
Him.
I mean, I don't care if
what?
If Don Flamingo does the show.
Who?
Don Flamingo.
Who's Don Flamingo? I was telling Matias before that it's going to be a monsoon in Carolina on Sunday. Not good for the Panthers, for the Falcons. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you aboard here. 844-843-6879 is the number. all right, Joe. A couple of other things
dead and buried
that I was mentioning. Yeah, you're not kidding. Right before you came on, I was starting to get into a couple of these things, just some numbers that moved around a little bit. On Thursday, after some news, Browns now 2.5 against the Bears.
Yeah, so money coming in, right?
Money coming in on the Bears.
Well, we talked about it the other night, how they have a shot to potentially run the table and make the playoffs. They're getting good quarterback play. The defense has been much better. And that's really all it takes, Carver, right? I mean, I sort of like the Bears, but again, I'm still sitting on a ticket for the Cleveland Browns to make the playoffs and, more importantly, win the AFC North, which still they're technically alive. So
That's a tough ask.
Yeah, I know.
Tough ask.
But very tough ask.
The Patriots in the Chiefs game. The Chiefs were 9.5 most of the week. Went to 7.5 at one time on Thursday. Now back to 8.5. Doesn't look like Pacheco is going to play. For the Chiefs.
This could be the Belichick farewell tour, right, where he starts covering every game now?
It could be.
Hey.
How about that? There's some life. flat 37 in that one also. Patriot defense has been good despite the fact that their offense is pathetic and can't score points. The Rams are minus 6.5 against the Commanders. How about a 50.5 here, Joe?
Yeah,
that's a big number.
Yeah, I know. That's huge. That is huge. I think I want to go under that number.
You know, they're coming off a bye, Washington.
Yeah, I like the Rams in the ball game, but I like the under. I think the Rams defense will be able to keep them at bay. I'm not sold on the Commanders on the road.
I'm just about, the total is so enormous. I just don't know how they're getting there. Niners still 12.5 on the Arizona. Bills actually dipped a point to 1.5, Joe.
Yeah, everybody's on Dak. Everybody's on Dak.
Dak.
That's it. Everybody's on Dak. MVP.
Everybody's on him.
That's a tough ask to go into Orchard Park. Do you think they're going to go in there and win? No. I don't.
No. I probably
How
getting
cold
a little,
is it going to be?
I gave you this the other day.
How
I think
cold?
High 30s, low 40s.
That's
it's
cold
not gonna be
for
that
them.
Bit.
That's cold,
it's cold for them.
For them,
right? Yes. It is cold for them.
Bitter.
It is cold for them. There's no doubt about that.
No doubt about it.
No doubt about it.
I might have a no doubt about it play for Sunday.
Really?
Yeah. A no doubt about it play for Sunday.
Titans minus 3?
Why do you think it's the Titans?
I'm asking you if it is, that's all.
No, it's not. Why would I bet the Titans?
I don't know. I'm just asking you.
No, nope, it's a no doubt about it play.
No doubt about it.
No doubt about it.
Beat your bookie over the head with a sock
full of quarters. Smash him in the face with an iron. Smash your bookie in the face when he comes down the street. Hey, payday is Wednesday. No, it's not. It's Friday. Bam, bam, bam. It's when I say payday is.
Tommy Cutlets getting 6 in New Orleans.
Oh, I love Tommy.
You're already
Cutlets.
In on the Cutlets. I know that.
You know what it is? The kid gets New York. I get it. Sports Grid gets it. Everybody gets it. Tommy Cutlets. You know why they're playing well? Because they have an identity now. All right? And you know what? I'm a little upset, by the way.
Why?
Who the hell is Peyton Manning to make fun of the Italians?
It took you a couple days to find this, huh? You didn't see this on Tuesday?
No.
Whatever.
No, I'm on air, but who is Peyton Manning to make fun of the Italians, right? It's okay for Peyton Manning to do that? takes a shot. And it's all right if I make fun of Stellato. I'm Italian. All right? I could do that. How about Peyton Manning looks like Frank Perdue. All right? I said it. Now what is he going to say? I'm sticking up for Stellato. He's a clown, Peyton Manning. He's a clown. All right? Where's Peyton Manning now? If I see him, I want to sit down with him. I'm not afraid. Who does he think he is, Peyton Manning? Because he won a couple of Super Bowls? Right?
Yeah, he could.
Huh? And his goofy brother over there? Hey, Peyton, Donnie Fontaine from The Godfather. Keep making fun of the Italians, Peyton. See where it gets you.
Keep making fun of the Italians. I'm surprised it took you a couple days to figure that one out, learn about that.
You got to understand something. I saw it. But now I'm thinking about it. You see, the way my mind works is that it takes a couple of days. I don't get heated right away. I let it stew.
You let it marinate a little bit.
Right, I let it marinate. I think about, did he really mean that? And then like, you know, he Eli. You know, he looks like Donnie Fontaine. With his goofy brother.
Man.
Well, I don't know, Pete. Chicken parm tastes so good.
I'm the one who writes the songs. No, it's not the other one that he does with the country music guy.
Yeah.
Tough scene. Couple other ones, Joe, and then after the break, we're going to do... I got to ask you a few other things. You've already said you're in on the Jaguars. It's still 3.5 on Sunday night, 42.5 total.
I like the Jaguars. I like the Jags. I do. I like the Jaguars.
You're all in.
I think they bounce back in a big way.
You're all in.
I am because it's a primetime spot. That's why I like it.
Yeah.
And they was it last year they played or 2 years ago? I keep thinking it's last year that they went toe to toe. Wasn't that the game where Tucker kicked the game winner? And they had to pull it out.
I will give you that right now, Joe. It doesn't take me long to get information like that.
I could have sworn Lamar was on the ropes in that game.
They played last season. And the Jaguars beat him 28-27.
Yeah. It was a last-second field goal, wasn't it?
I can tell you that as well.
I think Lawrence
yes.
led them.
No, touchdown. Last-second touchdown, and they went for two.
But then I think Tucker missed it at the end.
Well, they had... They scored with 14 seconds left in the game.
All right, that's what it was.
So Baltimore was up 27-20. Lawrence got a touchdown to Marvin Jones, and then he hit the two-point conversion to Zay Jones. They won the game 28-27. That was a roll-the-dice game for Peterson. That really got the Jaguars cooking, Joe. That got them moving.
All right, and they went on a heater after that.
They did. That actually got them to 4-7, and then they took off after that, as you just said.
Right.
So, there you go, Joe. That's a good job by you. Good memory. And the Monday night game is the Eagles -3 in Seattle.
I think they smashed them.
Yeah.
I think they smashed. It's a back-to-back road games for the Eagles. Three out of the last four have been on the road. Unbelievable.
You got to be kidding me here. You really do. You just got to be kidding me. What's going on here in this game? Joe, I mean...
Relax.
When it rains, it pours. That's what I know. When it rains, it pours. and Dolphins now 9.5. It sounds like now Tyreek hasn't practiced, Joe, the last couple days, but it sounds like he's going to be out there. It sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, this. I think this is a game where Miami rolls. I know the weather's supposed to be a little bad, but I have no confidence in the Jets. Do you? I have none. None.
Zero.
I can see them winning this game 27-3.
Mm. We'll come back. A lot more to do. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. We're back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have everybody with us here. All right, Joe. I want to do a couple of other things with you here. First of all, are you? We've got these six games on Saturday, the bowl games. So the Myrtle Beach Bowl is where it all begins. Georgia Southern and Ohio. A lot of guys in the portal for Ohio. Everybody's rats off the ship there, including starting quarterback Curtis Rourke.
His backup, too.
Well, Harris is out for the year, Joe. It says here that the Bobcats are going to have Parker Navarro play quarterback.
Breaking down these guys. I like Davis Brin. I like Georgia Southern. They're more balanced. Their leading rushers there. Their top two wide receivers are there. And I just like Clay Helton in the spot. So I like the total, though. I like Georgia Southern, and I like the over. It's a fast track.
Yeah, on the teal turf. It's a fast track on the teal turf. That's an 11 a.m. East kick. I lean to Southern.
Is it? It's 11 a.m.?
11 a.m. East.
With these early kicks.
Yeah, early kick.
I'm going to be on air for 2 hours.
Well, Joe, I mean, this is why you could, you know, you're in the spot that you're in. I mean, you got to.
See, this is, here he goes with the bells and whistles now. He's going to.
The New Orleans Bowl is in the afternoon, 2:15 East kick between Jacksonville State and the Raging Cajuns. Really nobody on the list. Only the kicker is in the portal for Jacksonville State. That's it.
They are run-heavy offense. I like Jacksonville State, believe it or not. ULF got given up 160 yards on the ground, but I like the under. I know both teams can score points. UL Lafayette average, I believe, 32 points per game. But 59.5? 59.5? You don't think that's high?
I think we could take this this kid Webb on Jacksonville State.
Zion Webb?
We're going to alt him.
Alt him to what?
100 yards plus 178, 110 plus 225, 125 plus 320. Let's alt him, Joe.
You're going to alt him?
He's going to run all over the Cajuns.
Think so?
Yeah.
Incredible.
Cure Bowl, 3:30 p.m. East in Orlando for Miami and App State. Actually, Joe, there's what if probably could be some weather in that first early game in the Myrtle Beach Bowl. Could be a little wet. I'm not sure what Orlando is for Saturday either. But there is some weather up the, at least in the eastern seaboard and the southern part for this weekend. Let me quickly get to this.
Incredible. This is
great. Yeah, there's a lot going on here. Yeah, Joe, Saturday in Orlando, rain, 90%, half an inch, 10 to 20 mile an hour winds.
So
that's
so
for Miami of Ohio and App State.
I like Miami, blue collar team.
jeez. A lot going on. New Mexico State and Fresno in the New Mexico Bowl. 5:45 East.
Jerry Kill.
I'm surprised that you're doing that.
Why? Why?
I'm a little surprised. I think they're the side here, Joe.
You like Pavia, huh? You like Pavia, battle tested.
As long as you keep him away from the logo in midfield, you'll be all right. Right? Is that him? Is that the kid?
Yeah, that was him. No, he did it to New Mexico.
Was that who he did it to?
It's not a rivalry.
Yeah, well, still. I think on Coast to Coast, I gave you the laundry list for Fresno State. Head coach Jeff Tedford will be stepping away to health concerns. They're going to be coached in this game by Tim Skipper, who's the assistant head coach and linebackers coach. They're got a couple guys in the portal. Okay.
Okay, hero. Tim Skipper, okay. Hero.
Oh, Skipper. A couple linebackers, a safety, a couple guys on D in the portal. I mean,
okay.
I'm going to take New Mexico State here.
I like the other side. I like Fresno.
I just think that Fresno has, you try to find just anything you could try to find here, Joe. You're just looking for small crumbs. And there seems to be a heavy, if you swing the motivation factor, it's just a lot bigger on New Mexico State side than it is on Fresno State side.
I think those kids from Silicon Valley are going to step up.
Yeah, I think I like the game even more now that you're doing that.
Oh, really?
I think I'm really going to be in. Yeah, I don't know, because you're talking it up big now. I think that...
I'm talking it up big?
Yeah, you're talking it up big. I'm going to be on New Mexico State heavy now.
All right, good. I'm on Fresno, outright. Outright.
I might even alt it.
You don't have the guts. You don't have the guts. I want to see the ticket. You don't have the guts to do it. Good.
We'll see. I'm going to monitor it. I couldn't even list you the amount of guys that are out on both sides for Boise and UCLA. I couldn't even do it.
Here's the thing. Chip really needs a game, doesn't he? Doesn't Chip need the game?
I mean, it would. I wouldn't want to lose to. I wouldn't want to lose to
Boise
team like this.
He's going to the Big Ten next year. You want to take that in on your resume? That's my quarterback.
Man, the list is.
That's my quarterback.
So they're going to get Ethan Garbers back for this game?
Yeah, you would think. Dante Moore sucked.
Well, he's done. He's out.
Yeah, he transferred out.
I'm on UCLA.
I don't love it. I'm on UCLA, too.
I'm on the under.
Get the over there. 40, you're on the under. Why the under?
I don't know. I don't think Boise's going to score much. Yeah, maybe the game gets wild. You know what? It's a bowl game.
Pac-12 speed. Pac-12 speed.
Cal and Texas Tech, of course, in the Independence Bowl at night, which is, without question, the main event for you.
Here's what I need, Joey. Here's what I need. Black helmet, black pant, white jersey or red jersey. Anything else is unacceptable.
Joey McGuire said he expects Morton to finally be 100%, the quarterback.
Good. What about Taj Brooks? He's coming back.
Well, if he's coming back, I would have to assume he's playing in the game.
Yeah, is Bradley playing?
Is Bradley playing? Who's Bradley?
Wide receiver.
He's in the portal, Joe.
Yeah, there you go.
Both Bradley and Price are in the portal.
Not good.
So
that hurts the
McGuire is going to set Jordan Brown and Coy Eakin are the starters.
Right. There you go. So that's Carver. What we got to do is we got to take the under maybe there.
I'm thinking so too with the 56.5 and the Cal.
Their defense is not bad, Texas Tech. They should be able to manhandle Cal. And that means a lot of Taj Brooks. Probably grind them out.
Just remember, you thought that Auburn was going to manhandle Cal too.
You what?
You thought that Auburn was going to manhandle Cal also.
And they did. They won and covered the game. Well, they didn't cover, but they won.
They didn't cover the game.
They had no quarterback. Why do you bash Texas Tech all the time?
I was talking about Cal. What's the...
Mendoza's starting.
Who?
Mendoza, the freshman.
Wow. He's starting what? Quarterback?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. This is my notes here say
Morton.
What are
you doing? Are you with me with Texas Tech? McGuire gets those kids up each and every week.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be on Cal.
You know, you really are gutless to me. Really. I just... No, you bother me. You do things just to upset me.
Well, yeah, like you just said, Fernando Mendoza's going to start.
That's what I just said. I said that already.
I just said. You said it. I know.
Kids
I'm going to get involved.
The kid's mobile.
I think the under's the play. I think you had it on the head. I think I'm going to stay away from his side and just play the under.
All right.
That seems to be where I want to be.
Okay.
They have daily specials for these games on Saturday.
Like what? Like highest scoring team?
They do have that.
Who's number one? Incredible.
This is sick. Jacksonville State at plus 430.
Really?
Texas Tech is second at plus 480.
Nah, I don't like Tech.
I don't either.
I think we should go with Georgia Southern.
They're 11-1.
You want to take them?
No.
Okay, great. All right, forget it then. I'm taking.
How about
everything I say? You really don't.
How about App State?
I like Georgia Southern. Not like the other side, Miami.
How about New Mexico State plus 750?
Nope. I'm taking the other side.
I guess Georgia Southern, in terms of a deep shot, that's probably the best one. I guess in terms of the deep shots, Georgia Southern's probably the best one.
They got great quarterback play. They got Davis Spring. Let's take Georgia Southern at 11.
Yeah, that doesn't excite me much. All that, whoever that is.
Oh, man. I have to sell you like a third eye just to get you on my side.
Each FBS team to score one rushing touchdown, plus 850. I feel like I need more than that. That seems like way too short.
Give me something else. What else do we have?
Each FBS team to kick a field goal, 35-1.
Nah, we got bad weather. Kickers suck.
Yeah.
Never bet on them.
Each team to score a touchdown and a field goal, 55-1. Yeah, these aren't great, those Saturday red zone specials. The only one that's worth probably dabbling in is the highest scoring team one. That's it, Joe. There you go.
Right.
Bowl games. We'll get the official picks tomorrow for you, that's for sure. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. There's a lot of NBA on Friday night, Joe. That's for sure. Indiana and Washington, you love totals like this. 258 on Friday night.
Not bad. That's a nice
Of course,
total.
Indiana cleared that with Milwaukee on Wednesday night. Did you like all the nonsense with Giannis and the ball?
Oh,
did you catch all that?
Chasing after, what was the whole? Is that his highest total? Is that what it is?
It's a Bucks franchise record, 64 points.
Needed the ball. That's what it is. Needed the ball, Carver. That's it.
Pistons getting 16 in Philadelphia against the Sixers. 16.
They suck.
They are pathetic.
They, They're terrible. Let's take Sixers and the under.
The Lakers spent the night in San Antonio. They played there on Wednesday. Won the game, but they were blowing him out, and the Spurs made it close. Wembanyama had a big night. Now the Lakers are there again on Friday. You'll see LeBron this time. He didn't play on Wednesday. -7.5 for the Lakers.
I'm going to take the points.
Celtics are home for Orlando, -6. The Knicks are in Phoenix. Celtics. How about the Knicks losing to the Jazz the other night in Utah?
I told you the Jazz were the play.
Pathetic.
Coast to coast, I told you. They never step up.
Knicks getting 4.5 in Phoenix against the Suns.
R.J. Barrett, gutless.
Yeah. All right, Joe. Great job, as always. Great job by Matias Perbel. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. See you tomorrow on the grid.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.